I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In this episode of the Treasure Corner, I want to talk about a couple of things not big enough to fill a whole show on their own. They're totally unrelated, but together they'll give us a program that's just about the right length for a Treasure Corner podcast. First, an update on my show about headphones. I've seen several people recommend earbuds for metal detecting. Earbuds are those tiny earphones that you stick right into your ear. Well, they may be fine for some people, but many of us, including me, can't stand to plug earbuds into our ears. It's downright painful. I like lightweight, inexpensive headphones that sit on the ear rather than surround it. You don't want to block out all the exterior noise. In a lot of places, it's a good idea to stay alert for the bad guys sneaking up behind you, or the snakes or other wild critters. So, give yourself a chance to hear a little bit of the world outside your metal detector. I just bought a set of headphones I want to tell you about. I especially like the price. They were $5 at Big Lots. They have an inline volume control, which is especially great if your detector has no built-in volume control of its own. They're made by Sentry, and they're called the HeadArt Extreme Digital Headphones, model number HO268. Unlike other Sentry phones, these are very comfortable. If you have a Big Lots store nearby, you might want to check these out. If you use them for metal detecting, you'll need to get an adapter that lets you plug the 1/8 inch plug of the headphone into the 1/4 inch jack of your detector. I'm also hearing a lot of good things about wireless headphones. They sound great, no cord to catch on weeds or get wrapped around your detector or yourself. Now, I've never used wireless headphones for metal detecting, so I can't give you my personal experiences. But the people who do use them seem to love them. Basically, you have a small transmitting unit that plugs into your detector's headphone jack, and your headphones have a built-in radio especially tuned to pick up the transmitter's signal. No wires to get tangled anywhere. I think you should look into these. Maybe ask Santa for a set. Okay, new topic. Treasure clues in the strangest places. If you've read my notes on the treasure boards or visited my websites, you know that I have several other interests besides metal detecting. One of those interests is magic. And right now I'm reading the autobiography of Robert Houdin, a French magician of the mid-1800s. A young magician from Wisconsin named Eric Weiss read this same book and was so impressed by it that he used Houdin's name as his own stage name, after adding an I to the end and coming up with Houdini. Anyway, Houdin's autobiography was published in 1860. It's mostly about his life as a magician. But in the middle of page 60, I hit a paragraph that made my treasure-hunting hairs stand on end. Houdin said, quote, "I was at that time in Paris, and, profiting by the disorders in the capital, I was enabled to pass the barriers and reach our small family domain. There I dug up 100 louis my father had concealed for any unforeseen accident," unquote. Well, how about that? Robert Houdin's father had buried his treasure in his own yard. Now, I wondered how Robert knew about this. Did his father tell him when he buried it? Did Robert overhear his father tell his mother about the buried money? Did he see his father bury it? At any rate, the point is that here is an example of a head of a household burying a goodly sum of money in the yard, and his son, years later, returning to the old homestead to dig it up. What if Houdin had never made it back to his childhood home? Would that cash still be there? Did his father bury more than just this one cash? How common was it to bury money in France in the early 1800s? How much of it is still there? Now, I'll never get to France, but I love the story, and it gets my juices flowing just to hear another example of people who have really buried money in their yards. And that's about it for this time. Thanks for listening. For more stories and articles about treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.